Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning. Hello, everyone. Yes, this is Sister Hagen. We are here live this morning. We are so glad to be able to spend this moment with you. We hope you're up, you're alert, you're awake, you're motivated, you are enthused, and you're up and you're about, and you're ready to hear what the Lord is saying to each and every one of us. So why not get your Bible and get ready for the Bible reading that we will go to in a few moments. But right before we get into our Bible reading, I want to just go ahead with a few prayers, and then we will get into the Word. All right? I'll give you a moment there to get your Bible. All right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say, I'm ready. I got my Bible right here, and that is so great. We're going to be on a special mission for the next few days on Saturdays. That is, yes. And we're going to read the Bible, and we're going to see how fast we can read it all the way through. Do you believe that you can read your Bible completely through in a day, in 24 hours? Do you believe that? My good God Almighty. But you know what? We're just going to experiment somewhat and see how fast we can read the Bible through together. We're going to experiment and see if we can read it all the way through in 24 hours. And I'm going to give you my email address so you can let me know that you're on board. It doesn't matter your age or where you're from or what country. Let's see who can read that Bible through from front to cover, from Genesis to Revelation. We're going to do a 24-hour project. And if you're done in 24 hours, here, I want to give you the email address so you can contact us. The email is hourof@aol.com. hourof@aol.com. H for honest, O for one, U for unit, R for Richard, O for one, F for Frank. hourof@aol.com. God bless you. Now let's go into a word of prayer. Oh, bless his wonderful name. We're just going to pray somewhat of the Psalms today. Heavenly Father God, we come to you right now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, first we come and we ask your forgiveness for everything we've ever done wrong. Father, we pray for everyone that's in our region, in our territory, in our jurisdiction. We ask forgiveness of everyone that we have been assigned to in this area, in this jurisdiction. Oh God, we pray for our families, our loved ones, our neighbors, the strangers, and everyone, Lord, that have been assigned to us. We ask your forgiveness. Forgive us, oh God, for how we've treated you and for how we've treated each other. Help us, God, to hear your voice and to walk in obedience. We ask you to cleanse us, forgive us, and cleanse us from all of our sins, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, you said if we come, you would in no wise cast us out. So we come today and ask your forgiveness, and we receive your forgiveness, and we thank you, Father, and we declare, hallelujah, to declare in your word concerning us. Glory to God, and by faith in your, my God, a powerful work, by faith in your overpowering work on the cross of Calvary, we receive salvation, we receive redemption, and we thank you, Father. Thank you for coming into our hearts, for creating in us a clean heart. Thank you for coming in and renewing the right spirit. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for declaring us your righteousness. In Jesus' name, we receive. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, We ask you, in the mighty name of Jesus, as your children, we ask that you will plead every one of your children's case. Every one of our case, we ask that you plead it. Oh, Lord, plead the case. Those that are having situations, hallelujah, and things that are striving against them, we ask you to plead. Lord, we ask you to fight for each and every one of your children on today. Fight for them. God, hallelujah, as they have faith, as they take hold of the shield of faith, as they stand up, hallelujah, strong and declare, hallelujah, your salvation. Father, hallelujah, let their faith be strong in you as never before. Fight for every one of yours in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them not turn back. Let them not pick up the weapons of the enemy and self-destruct themselves, the self-destruction weapons of hurt, bitterness, disappointment, anger, wrath. Father, we thank you now as you fight for your children, as you fight for your little ones. Father, we know, hallelujah, that you will go ahead and you send your angel of protection and you will protect your little ones. We pray protection all over the land for your little ones. And we say thank you because you are the good shepherd and you do look out for your own. Lord, we thank you. We know that the souls of your little ones will rejoice in you today and they will forever rejoice in the salvation that you have poured out upon them. And we say thank you. To God be the glory. We thank you for this day because something good is happening right now. We thank you for the good. We thank you for the good. We thank you for the good that's happening right now. Thank you for the good that's being delivered right now. Thank you for the joy that's being outpoured right now. Thank you for the victory right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare it, we speak it, and we receive it in this place. Jesus' mighty name. Clap your hands and give him praise and thank him right now, dear hearts, for what God is doing and for what the Lord has done. Oh, my. What an awesome Savior. What an awesome God. Now, what we're going to do is we begin our Bible reading. Hallelujah. Some of you may have a regular Bible or some of you may have a digital Bible. Right here, what I have with me is a regular, just a little. It looks like a little testament, but it's combined. It's Old Testament and New Testament. But just looking at it, it would look just like a little testament because it's just that small. And what's so amazing, you can carry it with you wherever you go. And we do want to encourage all of you, to be able to become a lover of the word and just love your Bible. Take it with you. And this is so small you can actually put it in your purse, and it has the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, and you can just take it with you wherever you go. And today, as we share, we're just going to begin reading. I believe we will begin in the New Testament, and then we will go to the Old Testament. We do have a system that's going to get us through, but we will share that with you in a few moments. I'm just still giving a few more of you a little bit more time to find your Bible. I heard you say, yes, but I know it's here. It's got to be here somewhere. Well, always know where your Bible is. Yes, always know. Keep it as close by as you would keep your wallet or your ID, because that is so important. The Word of God means that much to us, and it does. It's our life, it's our hope, it's our everything. And I certainly, want to know where it is at all times. And I can hear the frantic in somebody's voice says, oh my, just give me a little more time. Well, I know after today you're going to definitely know where your Bible is. Now, go right on into the Word of God. Open it up. This is my Bible, and this is God's word to me. I will receive it with an open mind and an open heart and an open ear. And I will obey its instructions to me. And I thank you, Lord, for speaking to me today. in Jesus' name. Okay, now if you open up your Bible, we're going to begin in the book of the book of Saint Matthew, which is in the New Testament. Okay. And let's begin reading together. Some of you may read fast, and some of you may read a little bit slow, but let's begin reading the book of Saint Matthew. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren, and Judas begat Perez and Zerah of Binah, and Perez begat Esrom, and Esrom begat Aram, and Aram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahasham, and Nahasham begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rasha, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah, and Solomon begat Rehobab, and Rehobab begat Abiah, and Abiah begat Asa, and Asa begat Josephus, and Josephus begat Joram, and Joram begat Onias, and Onias begat Jehoaz, and Jonathan begat Ashaz, and Ashaz begat Ezekiel, and Ezekiel begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Amon, and Amon begat Josiah, and Josiah begat Jeconiah and his brother. At the time they were carried away to Babylon, and after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begat Shashua, and Shashua begat Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begat Abadu, and Abadu begat Ikiah, and Ikiah begat Azor, and Azor begat Sadok, and Sadok begat Ashar, and Ashar begat Eliud, and Eliud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Matthew, and Matthew begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whose was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him by a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a man, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God is with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Oh, my mama. To be continued. But we want all of you to continue reading throughout the day. Read as much as you can, as fast as you can. All right? When we come back, hopefully we will continue and see how far each of us. All right? Glory to God. This is the assignment. Continue your reading, and we will see how fast each of us have gotten. 24 hours, and we want to know who will be the first to read completely through in the 24-hour segment. God bless you, and let's continue reading our Bible throughout the day. Remember, we have 24 hours to get it done. God bless you all. I can be reached. Sister Hagen, that's Sister Hagen, at hourofaol.com. H for Harry, O for one, U for unity, R for Richard, O for one, S for Frank, hourofaol.com. God bless you all. We look forward to talking with you again tomorrow morning. The Lord said the same. And you can call into the station. That number is 347-934-0207. And until then, have a wonderful, wonderful day.